Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, we're going to take a look at college wide receiver receiving props. Now, this is going to be our first episode of this series, as we just finished up the running backs and the quarterbacks. And at first glance, I felt as if I was going to do not as much of a deep dive, because I was like, well, I'm just going to correlate them with my quarterbacks that I liked. And, you know, we'll just kind of go from there, you know, just like copy and paste. But as most things, as soon as I start to take a look at something, like, I just can't help the fact, but to just dig deeper and look for correlations and things that, you know, just provide more value and have more interest. So our very first episode today is going to be probably kind of a divisive one, because it has to do with Travis Hunter at Colorado. Now, his receiving yard prop for the year is 750 receiving yards. And I know this is kind of a divisive take, because a lot of people do not like Colorado and they're tired of the hype and all that jazz. And, you know, like, I understand, like, it's annoying when it, like, soaks up the media and all that, and you know, and all that. But in reality, like, I don't watch a ton of, like, that stuff anyway. I don't watch, like, you know, SportsCenter every day. And, you know, so, like, I'm kind of, like, indifferent to it, right? For me, I think Travis Hunter offers a ton of value, simply because there are numerous, boxes that he checks that I really like. Now, what we're going to be looking at when it comes to the overall, like, profiles for the wide receivers is we're going to kind of try to get an understanding of where they line up and what their role in the offense is. So, you know, if they're a slot receiver or like an X receiver, like a receiver set out wide, right? And then we're going to kind of get an understanding how they did and, you know, the advanced metrics, whether it's EPA per slot target or EPA per wide receiver or per wide target. Now, then we're going to kind of factor that into where they ranked on their team, you know, via these targets, because when it comes to volume for wide receivers, targets is legitimately the best barometer for success. And as we've seen in many studies before, targets are earned. So just because, you know, receivers are leaving, we can't just assume that a fourth string, you know, wide receiver is now going to absorb all those targets, right? But what we can assume is when we have a player that's already been an intricate part of the offense, when production is leaving, they are going to see a bump in usage. That is something that we can pretty much bank on. So one thing that really stands out to me is Travis Hunter was 36th overall in slot targets last year in the whole country. That was 47 total slot targets. And then his EPA per slot target was 76th. And that is out of 200 qualifying wide receivers. Now, the average slot target is actually worth more than the average wide target. And that was kind of interesting to me, but it does make sense, because when you have wide receivers working out of the slot who are very skilled, those routes are a lot easier. They create more separation. They're able to manipulate zones. And they're able to really, like, you know, have an impact and, you know, get a quarterback in rhythm, you know. I'll ignore my cat. He's yelling in the background. So when I go to wide targets, what was kind of nice was he was 101st in wide targets overall, so only 27, but he was 11th in the EPA per wide target. So I'm hoping that maybe he will see, like, more exposure outside than he did last year. And I really think he will. And I'll tell you why right now. He was second on the team last year in slot targets. Jimmy Horn Jr. Was the leading slot target guy for Colorado. And that's going to be the position he encompasses this year too. Jimmy Horn is a slot wide receiver, and that's what he's usually going to take up. And Travis Hunter was second on the team in wide targets. And the good thing is Xavier Weaver, who was first on the team last year in wide targets, is now gone. And so he had 78 wide targets last year. So in my opinion, Hunter is going to absorb those wide targets, and that's just going to be more valuable for him in general. And now his receiving total is pretty low, if we're being honest. And when we look at his stats from last year, it just seems, again, to be like a copy and paste style. He had 721 receiving yards last year. But remember, he didn't play in three games. And, you know, the nine games he played in, you know, he played really well. Now, I don't know if they're going to use him as aggressively as they did last year, because, you know, both sides of the ball, that really, really can take a toll on a, you know, on a player. But I think they understand that if they want to compete in the Big 12 and maybe have a Cinderella type season, he is going to have to be intricate on both sides of the ball. And I really do think, you know, one thing that really adds to this, not only with the wide targets leaving by Xavier Weaver, but the offensive line should be able to shore up some of the protection, and that's going to lead to more throws than sack, you know, than those dropbacks being, you know, equivalating to sacks, you know, and that's going to be big. And I think that he is their main guy on offense. He doesn't profile huge as an X receiver. He's 6'1", 185 pounds. But, I mean, it's showing, you know, in the targets that he got last year, he was very good at, you know, having that translate to positive plays. And I think that we're going to see a lot more of that this year. And if he gets anywhere in the, I'd say probably, you know, 80 to 85 target range, he's going to soar over this total. This total is not, you know, something astronomical. I mean, he got 57 receptions last year for 721 yards. And I just see that I wouldn't be shocked if he was pushing 900, 1,000 yards. And, you know, mainly I'm a huge believer in Shedeur Sanders. I believe he is the best quarterback in the Big 12. I really don't think that is up for debate. If you want to maybe say 45-year-old Cam Rising is, then, you know, whatever, you know, that's for you, you know. But Sanders is the best quarterback, and I think, you know, Hunter by far is the best weapon on this offense. Jimmy Horn Jr. is very good, and you know, he's a prototypical slot, but I think Hunter with more reps at X is gonna soar over this total. All right, so that is gonna be it for this episode. I have a lot of wide receivers that I want to get to, and the trend I know is going to seem like a lot of overs for them. And I know that's not what the sharp bettor looks at, but these totals, they're soft, and the way these offenses are set up and these wide receivers and the roles they're in, I feel as if they're in, you know, the best possible positions to crush these totals. And so that's going to be it for today. As always, if you want to reach out to me about the content, or if you have any suggestions for future episodes, you can reach out to me on Twitter, or you can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. And as always, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.